American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 583. Here is the translated text as follows. Orrin DeWolf, 551. Dr. Orrin DeWolf testified that he could not conceive of a man strangled by a ligature without congestion of the lungs. He believed that if enough force were applied to prevent respiration, the effect would be to leave clotted blood in the heart. He stated that he would not be able to draw an opinion on the cause of Stiles' death from the medical testimony that had been given, as it did not satisfy him that death resulted from the pressure of a ligature around the neck. He noted that the state of the brain testified might have resulted from disease. Dr. William Workman, a practicing physician for over 20 years and accustomed to making and observing postmortem examinations, stated that from the testimony presented in this case, he would not be satisfied that Stiles died from strangulation. He would not be satisfied to form an opinion relative to strangulation in this instance without an examination of all the internal organs. Dr. Samuel B. Woodward, residing in Worcester and superintendent of the hospital, could not form a satisfactory opinion as to the cause of Stiles' death from the medical evidence that had been given. He did not think the mark on Stiles' neck was as large as in many cases he had known when life had been restored. He noted that if a man had a curved back and a short neck, and his head was unsupported, his position would be favorable to congestion of the brain. In rebuttal, Dr. B.F. Haywood, recalled, stated that the skin on the front part of Stiles' neck was brought to him from the tomb, and the marks were distinctly visible. Dr. Green and himself examined it at the time, sufficiently to satisfy themselves as to its cause. Dr. F. Haywood testified that he went to the tomb to remove the heart, lungs, and skin of the neck. He confirmed that nothing had been put on the skin to color it and that it had been preserved simply by drying it on a board. John D. Goddard, residing in Shrewsbury, stated that he had known Ruth Willard for about 30 years. She had lived in Shrewsbury until within 4 or 5 years, and her general reputation in the neighborhood for truth and veracity was not very good. Alonzo Stiles, the brother of William Stiles, lived about a mile from William at the time of the birth of his child. William was at Alonzo's house at the time, and Alonzo never knew of William trying to commit suicide or being subject to fits. The defense was opened by Mr. Bullock and closed by Mr. Thomas. Argument of the district attorney. Mr. Wilkinson addressed the jury, stating, "Gentlemen of the jury, I am aware that this case is an important one to the defendant, but it is..."